Real Housewives of OC Reunion Part 3, the episode where tears make an appearance, Emily lays down the law, and are Tamara and Shannon still friends? Stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
There we go.
I do like the song.
Kim Petras. Got me into this.
Yes.
It's my first time listening to this, so.
It's Cheat Codes and Kim Petras.
Thomas always has the best music selection ever, for
That's
sure.
So you guys gotta follow me.
Yeah. Hey, everyone. Welcome, Real Housewives of OC. It is Reunion Part 3. We are super, super excited to finally be talking about tonight's episode specifically. But before we get started, I'd love to introduce my lovely co-host.
Thank you, Boo. Yeah. Hi, guys. I'm Thomas Serlina. Stay connected with me. I know it's our last episode, but follow me everywhere at Thomas Serlina.
Yes. So first off, right, finally, part three.
We've made it.
We've made it to the end. I feel like this took forever. Honestly, and I also think that we didn't need part one and part two. Like, this was...
I agree.
This was good enough. What do you think?
I think we definitely only needed two, but for purposes of, like, keeping the show super relevant, it is the original show. Mm. You know, they needed to plug that show with Bravo, Dear John.
Oh, yes. Dirty John.
Dirty John.
It's so good, by the way.
Yeah,
have you been
exactly.
watching? Yeah.
Well, I think, like, having Vicky's story and kind of correlating that with, with Dirty John was important for Bravo. So I think that's why they did that first. And, you know, they did kind of stretch it out at the end. But sometimes, like, when they only do two, it shows, like, a lack of, like, the importance of the season too.
Oh, like, you know, there wasn't that much content.
Yeah, it's like,
to
oh,
give.
We're just gonna have two.
Yeah.
And so I think when people saw that there was three, it was like, it's not necessary fan wise, but for purposes of just keeping the show very important, we had three.
I mean, I get it. You know, I get that part, but still, this was all I needed personally.
True.
Because the season didn't even offer that much.
I'm excited for the future of it though, because I think, you know, we got so invested. Mm-hmm. Even though there was, like, not as much drama as previous seasons, I'm so invested in these characters now. Like, if they were to leave, I'd be like, okay, I have to start again.
Well, it's been, like, what, 17, 18 episodes. So we definitely are invested.
I'm very invested in this show.
Yeah. So we're going to definitely break down this episode of the reunion. But let's start off with a montage of Kelly and her whole, kind of like what she's been through this season. Lots of dating. I feel like she found many PhDs, right?
Yes,
not just
exactly.
One. And, you know, it's so crazy because there was all these little snippets of her and Michael. And then there was this confession where Michael, obviously, he said at the very end, well, she said that he doesn't like seeing Kelly on the show dating other men. He just thinks it makes him feel very uncomfortable.
I can see that. I mean, nobody wants to see their ex date multiple people, especially the fact that it is a unique situation. They're on reality TV.
Mm-hmm.
But that's like the price you pay when you are signing up for a reality show. It's literally your whole life. But I'm happy for Kelly because this is what we expected at the end of last season. I mean, when you get out of a marriage for that many years, you're gonna eventually see them move on, and I think maybe next season we're gonna see this type of stuff from Shannon.
I hope so. I don't know. We're gonna get into Shannon later on. So then Vicky also mentions that she's met Michael's girlfriend.
Yes.
And the fact that she's 38 and that she thinks that they're not gonna last because Michael is 60 and there's this huge age difference, and Kelly chimes in real quick and is like, wait a minute, but I'm like 40, I think she's 42, she said.
43.
Like, what's, you know, what's the big deal? But then if you really think about it, that was one of the problems that was in her relationship with Michael, was the fact that she wanted to go out and she wanted to party and live her life while Michael wanted to just stay home all the time. Do you think Vicky has... there's some truth behind this?
You know, Vicky is very opinionated. We know this. She's going to speak her mind. She's going to be unapologetic for it. I just think that that's just what Vicky thinks. And there is, I think, some truth to it. I have dated somebody who was like almost 10 years older, and there is a big difference. I think it was a, like, low-key shade. Just a little shade.
Okay.
But at the same time, there is some truth to it. I just think also Vicky is very opinionated. So, and then I feel like Kelly right away instantly felt the shade. So she was just like, wait, like, what are you trying to say?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, she's still, I think, Kelly's still going to be a little bit on the defense when it comes to Vicky because of what Vicky did to her.
Oh, of course. I would too. And there's like little jabs going back and forth between them.
It was like baby jabs after the booger sugar.
Booger bear? Isn't it? Is it booger sugar? I'm thinking booger bear. Yes, after all of that. Yeah. But then, of course, she says that, you know, also Vicky has tried hooking her up with someone. And Kelly's like, no, I don't like him. Like, it didn't work out because he was what? He argues too much.
Yeah.
So I feel like it's going to take some time for Kelly to find someone who really... You know,
it's gonna take that some balance. Time. Yeah, I'm hoping that her and Shannon kind of go on this journey together next season on finding Shannon somebody, because I think Shannon genuinely really wants to be back in.
Well, she's already had someone.
I know, but we didn't even get to see him. What was it?
No,
with
she
that?
Kept him on the DL.
I know, but that's not okay.
It's like, imagine being that guy and then being like, oh wow, she must be embarrassed of me or what's going on? I'd be having all these questions. We're going to get
and be like, give me some TV time.
I know.
Put me on TV.
Cut that check for me. All right. So then let's jump into Kelly and Steve at Eddie's party.
Yes.
And this whole drama that included Gina and included Shannon and everybody just decided to chime in. So Steve, of course, we know, brought her up on Page Six.
Mm-hmm.
And,
you know, she phrased it wrong. I think she was saying she should have, I don't think maybe she should have, she couldn't have said Page Six, but she should have been more direct of what it was the problem. Cause she's like social media.
Yeah.
Which is social media could be anything. Mm-hmm. So of course, Steve is going to be like, I don't know what you're talking about. What?
But so she should have said it like word for word. Like, you article. Called me a twerp. Like she called Shane or something.
Yeah. That's what was so confusing about it. Because Steve was just like, huh, what? Like, he doesn't even know. He's just seen this so many times from her that when she said social media, he probably was just like, what did I say on social media? You said something in the press. You should have just said it in the press.
Mm-hmm. But he talked about her, and I think that's what she didn't like.
Yeah.
But one of the things, too, that I felt was missing now that we're talking about this whole situation with him, I really think Steve should have made an appearance at that moment. Because that would have been something where Vicky, I mean, you can just tell she was just sitting there, and she didn't know what to do or say, and she was defending Steve, of course, but it's like, it wasn't that much information being given, like you mentioned. So imagine having Steve there. That would have been amazing. That would have put an end to the storyline. And it would have been clear because we would have heard Steve's side.
True. But I think maybe not having him on the show, because it would have been weird just having him. But even having Shane.
Oh, no.
Maybe
they're trying Shane
to just,
too.
Maybe they're just trying to like stretch everything out to keep the momentum going. Because right now, I know viewers are kind of 50-50. We'll see my tweets later. Yeah. Some are like, can't wait for Gina and Emily to come back. Some are like, oh, my God, please don't bring them back. So there's a lot of commentary on the internet.
Right.
On the next season. You never know. It's interesting when you start seeing who comes back.
Mm-hmm. So then Shane gets brought into the picture, right? And then this whole, you know what? Kelly starts using the exact same words. You twerp, little, what did she say? Little pee. You're a dork. All of these things. It's just, she starts saying them. And I don't know why, but like the hairs on like my arm started going up.
You're like, it's happening
cringed.
Again.
I know. I cringed for poor Emily. I'm like, this is not what she wants to be hearing all over again.
I know.
And I can tell by the way that that Emily was reacting that it just wasn't like, she's like, come on, grow up, like shake out of it. Why are you doing this?
Kelly has this switch and only a certain amount of people can handle it.
Oh,
so.
Yeah.
She literally had that switch go up and down during that time.
Yeah. And then she said, get your bitch under control, Kelly to Emily about Shane. That was really intense.
One more time.
I can't say it again. Oh, yeah. She says it. And then this entire time when this whole interaction is going on, Shannon chimes in. And all I can see is like Shannon trying to butt into the conversation.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
You were living for Emily's reaction.
Yes. When Emily was like,
I'm not talking to you.
Oh my gosh. It was like, whoa. Shannon looked back and she's like, wait, what's going on? Why are you attacking me? Calm down. It was like, oh my God. She overreacted to the fullest.
You know, luckily this season on AfterBuzz, we did have Emily and Gina stop by. And Emily did say that she didn't really fully feel like, you know, I don't want to put words in her mouth, but she didn't get to show, like, different sides to her. And I think there are different sides to her that we really didn't get to see.
Yeah.
Because that angry side is there. And I think that's, like, what also is part of being a housewife. You have to kind of get that revved up. And we didn't see that throughout the season.
I don't know.
Just, well, like, at that Shane...
At the... But I'll, she did get revved up. She said, I'll effing kill you.
I know, but it wasn't, yeah.
You wanted more? You wanted her to actually...
No, I wanted her to just...
do it? No, I'm kidding. No. yeah, but that whole situation, she... You know what? This is the part where Emily actually laid down the law. Mm-hmm. And Emily spoke facts. And this is where her attorney side came in. And she literally said what she had to say. I think she defended Shane, how she could have defended him as much as she could. And I think after all this whole situation where so many people have opinions with her and her marriage, that at this point it's kind of like, at the end of the day, she's the one that's with him.
Exactly.
She's the one that sleeps with him, wakes up in the morning, has his whole family. It's up to her, you know. At the end of the day, we just have to leave it as is and accept it.
Yes, and she also told Kelly to get new material.
Exactly. So, hence, Kelly, get new material.
Yes.
So, she also mentioned that if we're friends, you can't talk about my husband like that, which I thought was so true. And she got teary, and then quickly, you know, they shifted gears after that. Mm-hmm. Because I think they realized that they were hitting a pretty strong point with, like, a weak point with Emily.
Mm-hmm.
So, that was kind of sad to see. But... before we get into this whole what happened in the very middle when they mentioned the Jamaican trip.
Yes.
We appreciate you guys so much for your commentary this season, for chiming in on Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, Spotify, iTunes, everywhere. Right, Thomas? Everywhere,
yes. Thank you so much. Our AfterBuzzers, we really appreciate you guys watching and just keeping our network going. Our network produces after shows for nearly all of your favorite TV shows, drama, reality TV, sci-fi. There's no other network that works harder than everybody here. It's a full staff.
Mm-hmm.
By subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made for you. And if you're worried about pesky notifications, do not worry about them because they are avoidable and because they're also optional. So hit that subscribe button now for this channel and check out our other AfterBuzz TV shows. Let us know you did in the comments so that we can continue to shout you out. Hashtag us as well. For now, thanks for being the best fans and making us the ESPN TV of talk.
Yes. Thank you guys so much. Thank you, Thomas, for that. Okay, let's jump into this whole Jamaican trip.
Yes, the montage.
The montage of Vicky twerking. I feel like we didn't get the...
She was embarrassed.
Yeah, I mean...
But she was living. She was living her best life in that outfit. She was twerking away.
She sure was. And even at the end when they asked her to twerk, she was like, no, I don't want to twerk. And then she just started making the movement. I'm like, girl, please. You know you want to twerk.
I love how Brianna said, do not twerk ever again.
Oh, yeah. Your grandmother, do not do that. So we never got to the point to actually know if she did get a Brazilian butt lift or not. My case is she did. What do you think? Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes.
All right. And that's fine.
That's
cool. Live your best life. Do what you need to do to feel cute.
Exactly.
And if you have the coin, do it.
Do it. Spend it.
Who am I to come between another woman's Brazilian butt procedure? Just go do it.
Proceed. Okay, so we get into this whole situation with Tamara and Shannon. This is a part where I was like, okay, finally, we're digging in. Let's see what's going to happen.
Are they friends? Are they TV friends? I saw their Instagram a few days ago, and okay. Tamara and Shannon were saying, like, you can never put a wedge between them. They're going to be, like, ride or dies, like, as friends. Mm-hmm. But sometimes, man, you never know.
I think they're going to stay friends.
They are, yeah.
And I think they're both TV and they're real friends.
TV
I think
when and
it's,
real?
Yeah, I think when it's convenient, they're TV friends. And when it's not, they're actual friends.
Yeah.
They just
It's like that sisterly, like, low-key beef where it's like, I don't want to talk to you. But then, like, have that real love for them.
Yeah. I think deep down inside, they both are needy for each other.
Yeah. You can tell, too. Even Tamara was making side comments like... So you're not going to call me? Like...
Oh, yeah. So am I going to have to show up at your house every night and like stay outside of your door? I'm like, cute. Oh, God, it's toxic. It's... So we get into this whole situation where everybody just chimes in at every second that they can.
Especially Gina.
Girl, you were just on it.
Yep.
So Shannon starts opening up, right? And she starts sharing her side of the story. which she starts from basically what she had for breakfast all the way down to, like, I feel like this lady is just so detailed with everything. Every story is just forever. She is talking about all of her issues, talking about all of her problems.
There's a part of me that got really exhausted with Shannon this season, and I don't like that feeling.
Well, she sucks the energy out of people for sure. So she starts off by saying how difficult she's had it ever since she found out about her rental home, right, which she pays like $10,000 a month, and how it's being sold. Like, and then Gina chimes in and she's like, you make these small little issues so much bigger than they need to be.
Yeah. And someone needs to tell her that.
Yes. And I feel like everybody on that couch, on those two couches, are much more mature in handling real life situations than she is. Mm-hmm. I just personally think that. So then... literally goes through a recollection of everything. Gina chimes in, as I mentioned. And Tamara, you know, she quickly says, like, don't flip this. Catches her off guard. And that's where Shannon just stops crying all of a sudden.
And the waterworks button gets pressed.
Right. And Tamara's like, no, 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 no. You can't put this blame on me. This is all you.
I could see that that's where she was going with the way that she was trying to communicate her issues. And mm-hmm. I'm like, do not blame it on Tamara. Like, there's no way that you're going to be able to say that. Like, what bothers me a little bit is I feel like she doesn't realize how much she sucks the life out of other people. And I think that I feel like I can kind of relate to her in a certain way because I felt like I was that type of friend. But mm-hmm. as time has, like, gone on, I have, like, matured in that aspect. And I think that she's going to get to that place where she's going to realize, like, it needs to be, like, 50-50. And sometimes it's fine to be 70-30, but you can't, like, stay locked at 70-30 forever.
Right. I just think with her situation with Tamara, I think that Tamara needs her as much as they both need each other.
Yeah.
But Tamara, though,
needs to be a little bit more transparent with how she feels in the moment versus keeping things in, like, a small little box.
Well, let me pose you this question. So mm-hmm. Emily brought up a good point, and she said, well, it's either Shannon's way or the highway. Mm-hmm. And she's like, if Shannon wants something, she gets it. And when it's time for Tamara to get attention or whatever she needs, Shannon doesn't give it to her. Do you think that's the case, or do you think that Tamara actually is, I don't know, like, the alpha in this friendship?
She's definitely the alpha in the friendship because...
Do you think she has control over their friendship? I feel it's like Shannon has control.
No, I'm sorry. Shannon is definitely the alpha in the relationship, and I think Tamara just kind of takes it. But they each have their own issues. Like I said last week's episode, Tamara just needs to be a little bit more transparent with how she feels in the moment and not be afraid to tell her friend how she feels. And Shannon needs to tone it down when it comes to, like, the me,
yes,
with the graphics on TV.
Oh, Lord.
Like, if they work on that as friends, they are going to be friends till the end.
You think so?
If they fix those two things.
You know what I can't help but wonder? How does Vicky feel in this entire situation? Because it's always been Vicky and Tamara, mm-hmm. side to side.
I think Vicky is just happy to be there on the sofa and, you know, have both of them back. I know she posted tonight on her Instagram and she thanked Bravo and the staff and she hashtagged Tres Amigas. She has been through hell and back on this whole journey.
She has.
So at this point, I don't even think she cares who she's close with.
I feel a little bit jealous, though, don't you think?
Of who?
If my best friend is making friends with somebody else, I'd be a little jealous.
Well, they both have done her wrong.
That's true.
They both have trashed her, and it's, like, just been this, like, trash diamond effect that she... diamond
Something up here, okay.
You know, I'm full of fat. I'm full of, like, new words.
Yeah.
I just think that she is happy to be part of the cast and happy to have her two girls back, that she knows her placing in both, and she's actually in a really good position because both of them she connected with this season. She connected with Shannon in Jamaica, and she connected with Tamara most of the times in the OC. So I think that she knows she's, like, the OG, so she can just... She's always going to be the OG. None of them were on the original first season.
Right.
So she's like, whatever. You guys can be friends.
Yeah.
That's my opinion.
Which was interesting because during this whole topic of conversation, Gina says, well, you know, it's not the same because you both, Tamara and Shannon, were talking little things in my ear at the very beginning of the season, so I wouldn't be friends with Vicky.
Yeah.
Like, throwing shade towards her.
Yeah.
And I thought that was kind of nasty to do.
That is kind of nasty.
But nasty.
But I think that that's exactly what, how Vicky sees this whole thing, is that those two women have done a lot of things to her and vice versa, that she's just like...
How do you stay friends with people? For me, it's like, you know, you do things one more time, and that's it. Cut.
Well, but in their them, case,
they're getting paid for yes, this, right?
So they're at a reality show with a check with a lot of zeros. So they're going to just do whatever.
Smile and nod, basically.
Yeah.
All right. So then the tears start rolling down when Tamara hits a nerve with Shannon. And Shannon explains why she's had such a negative reaction to the ladies. And they suggested, right, that she should get some medication, be on some medication to help her heal from her divorce and her depression. And she said that she felt them saying, you can't handle your life. Look at you. You're a mess and you need help. So this is when Tamara asks Shannon, like, does this resonate with what was told to you by David? Like, were you told by this by David the entire time that you were married to him? And she said, yes. And she's like, this is where it hit a nerve because I constantly heard you're selfish, alcoholic from day one. She said she went 5 years even without a drink. And she said that he called her crazy. Those are the three things that made a correlation with her life with David. And it was a theme for 17 years while being married. And I have something coming up in the news section that kind of goes back to this exact moment.
Stay tuned.
But when I saw Shannon cry, I can tell that it really did hit her deep, and it made her reflect on her marriage again and again.
Yeah, I can see that. I mean, we didn't know that going into the season, so we had no idea that these were trigger words for her. But mm-hmm. now that she's expressed that to the audience and to people, I don't think we're going to see the women ever kind of come at her like that again. Because it was tough to kind of see how they were being nasty towards her and stuff like that. So,
yeah,
you know, it sucks that she had to relive that again. But
yeah.
I'm really hoping that next season, I know Shannon's going to come back.
Mm-hmm.
When she comes back, we can not really talk about David too much, not talk too much about the divorce anymore, and just...
It's been 5 years. Or what is it, four? Three?
4 years.
4 years.
I think she needs to regroup. Like, I think for these housewives, they need that moment of kind of reboosting. Like, look at someone like Bethany.
Oh, yeah.
They just have these ways of kind of revamping themselves, and I think... We've experienced this Shannon for a while now. We need a makeover.
This is the first time I actually, compared to other seasons, where I got to see the true Shannon. How she is emotionally. And yeah. How she handles herself.
Yeah, well, I
and
mean,
it's
like,
not pretty.
The show peels you like an orange.
That's...
and we're basically...
They do. Yes. That's a great... yeah. So then all of the girls basically chime in and they just don't think that she has a problem with alcohol. Or she doesn't have any sort of, like, addiction to it,
mm-hmm.
which was great that the girls kind of, like, reaffirmed that for themselves. So this is where Tamara says she expresses that has been going through a tough time. And her friends and her family kept saying that she was exhausted without realizing that she was exhausted from hearing so much about Shannon.
Can you imagine being Eddie and be, like, tucked in bed at 1 a.m.
Uh-uh.
and then having Tamara, like, literally with, like, the light... And maybe no. on the phone and, like, in the other room, like, she's in another relationship.
Uh-uh. Like Sleepless in Seattle, where she goes all the way downstairs and she hides in the closet just to talk on the phone.
As, like, the microwave is, like, making, like, yeah. popcorn or something.
The tea.
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot and it's very draining. And I think...
It's full of mixed signals. It really is. It's just one day you're happy, the next day you're talking smack, and the next day you're being friends, and then you're not being friends. It's just it's so much to keep up with.
Yeah, it is a lot.
And it's exhausting.
I'm hoping that they can figure out their relationship because, you know, they're really hilarious together, and you can see a genuine, like, care for them. I don't think it's for television. I really do think that they have gone through so much together.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully they figure out their friendship, which looks like they have already.
So Gina says that she chimed in and she said that she felt a connection with Shannon at the beach. And that's why she showed up post-surgery to Shannon's place and was kind of being supportive towards her. And she mentions, you know, she says, I'm afraid... This is according to Gina. She says, I'm afraid that I'm going to lose my children. I want to know what was said. And then claims that Shannon said, please don't tell Tamara at the end.
Mm-hmm.
I strongly believe that this is something Shannon said because Shannon at the very end said, this is a lie. I never said that. And quickly called Tamara to tell her what was going on. I feel like this was all a plot and Gina was set up
mm-hmm.
just to look like the person that, you know, the messy bone collector.
Yes. Mm-hmm. The Sheree Whitfield of this whole thing.
I kind of miss her this season. I'm not going to lie.
I do.
But yeah, this whole situation where Jean, I feel like she just didn't get that vindication that she needed. And the entire time when Shannon was telling Gina, I just don't like you.
Good.
Her eyes were like, okay. Gina was like, I think I understand now. Yeah. I think I can get it.
Good. I actually felt good when Shannon said that but she said that before on the show. So mm-hmm. It's like, I don't really like you. Like, she said it before many times. So I'm glad that they've kind of got that out there, because it's only going to make for more drama next season, because if they're going to be on a show together, they're going to have to figure out how to co-friend each other.
I just think Gina tried way too hard. And it looked a little too desperate to be friends with Shannon.
Yeah.
And when Shannon, you know, this whole episode was basically about Shannon. And
the entire 4 months, she said.
4 months.
Yeah. And they filmed this show a good amount of time.
Right.
So for 4 months to not feel like you're wanting to have a friendship, I can see how that can get frustrating.
Yeah.
For TV, it looks crazy, because it looks like someone's just desperately on a weekly basis wanting to be your friend.
But this episode, I feel like I just saw it so much in her. She was just, every single time Gina can chime in, she would chime in. And she would, like, stab all these little things, be like little side commentary.
Shannon.
No, Gina to Shannon.
I think she wanted to just get her back. She's just like, you know what, you didn't even give me a fair shot. I mean, you want to go into this show trying to make friends with the OGs, and it just didn't happen for her. So I think in the reunion, she's like, okay, well,
Kelly, whatever. Yeah, Kelly said, I didn't talk to Shannon for 2 years.
Yeah.
I believe her. That's so true. Mm-hmm. Kelly never tried to make friends with anyone.
Today I was watching on YouTube a clip of Kelly, remember Kelly and Michael went to that party and Shannon set her up with the two friends. It was like their 70s party and she called her Mrs. Roper.
Oh, yes!
They hated each other.
That was the start, though.
That was the start. And like, look at where we're at now, where they're basically supporting each other's commentary mm-hmm. and things like that.
Well, that's because Kelly... Things change. Yeah, because Kelly gave her space.
Yeah.
And Kelly was just like, look, you're going through certain situations in life, I'm just gonna leave you alone, and then you'll... One way or another, we'll be friends.
I think if Gina stays really close with Kelly, because Kelly's kind of cemented her placing in the show a little bit, mm-hmm. Then I think she has a fair shot of kind of being there in the long run. Because then I saw Megan in the episode too, and I was like, there's a lot of mm-hmm. these housewives that you thought were going to be here for this. And like Megan, Peggy, you know, like...
Oh, Lord. We're not going to get Lydia. Into I totally forgot about Lydia.
She was just on last season.
It's just been a roller coaster ride for sure.
Keeping up
with everyone.
Yes, let us know in the comments who you want to come back. I love having that conversation because there's so many people that you could come back. I know people are like 50-50 on Heather, but Heather brought it. Like,
oh, there's something, a topic that I want to bring up for Heather.
Was it the
Heather and Kelly situation?
The Instagram?
Yes.
Oh my God.
You know, we'll talk about it during our news section.
Yes, coming up.
It's coming up soon. Okay, so just to wrap things up, you know, Vicky thinks, you know, she's like, depression isn't a mental illness. And Gina's like, are you kidding me? Depression is a mental illness. Like, yeah. Vicky, just if you don't know something, just keep your mouth shut. Gina says, you know, that she still feels bad and she does feel like she needed a sincere apology from Shannon, which I don't think she really got it.
When Gina went to Shannon's place and told her like the stuff that Tamara was saying about her mental health mm-hmm. and there was a lot of conversation about do you think that Gina was like wanting to plant the seed and get kind of some drama going, or do you think that she was more so like what she says, it was poor timing?
I think it was poor timing. It's her first season.
Yeah.
Girl doesn't know much.
Let us know in the comments if you agree.
Yeah, and it's hard. I feel like she really, like I said, she really wanted to be friends with Shannon, and it came off across way too strong that it's just like...
You could tell. She was on the borderline of crying.
Yeah, and it's like, it was really sad to see, but then again, it's like... Why would you want to be friends with that?
Mm-hmm. I just noticed we're wearing black today, so we're kind of like on
our matching. You're missing
vibe.
The red.
And I'm on the nude lip, my KKW like
KKW
nude.
Mine is Kylie. No, I'm kidding. It's not Kylie. All right. So then we jump into Shannon and Emily. She feels like an apology. Emily's apology was sincere, which was great. Shannon doesn't accept Gina or Emily's apology, but she's not a fan anyways.
She's not a fan.
Yeah, she wasn't a fan of them. So in everything, Andy says, you know, this is where we're going to conclude with everything.
End of season regrets.
End of season regrets. One moment that you would take back.
Wrote them down.
Me too? Good. Okay, let's switch off.
Okay, I'll start with Kelly. So Kelly says that she hates the fact that she said David was a saint, which is a very big statement to say, considering mm-hmm. all of the things he put Shannon through. So kudos to her for doing that. And that's also extending an olive branch to Shannon, like, we cool for next season? Yeah. We cool? We're cool.
Can I be the fourth crew member on the Cuatro Amigas?
Exactly. So good for her on that.
Yeah. All right. So then Gina says she regrets inserting herself in Shannon's business and the convo she had when she visited her post-surgery, and she regrets it all. So I think that was very brave of Gina to bring that up. I don't think the girl has any other regrets. Yeah. But I just think that was
That kind of could have made her look like a villain, and so that was a good one to pick.
Mm-hmm. And I thought it was sincere, too, what she said.
Yes.
Okay.
Emily says that obviously she would have never said, I will fucking kill you.
I know.
I mean, I get that. If you're heated, I don't know how drunk they were, but I'm sure that happened towards the end of the party.
Oh, totally.
This was, like, brewing after, like, mm-hmm. 5 or 6 beverages.
Yeah.
But I can see how Kelly could get that ramped up. And shout out to Emily for, she follows me on Instagram.
Oh.
You need to DM her so she can follow you.
She doesn't follow me. Gina follows me. So shout out to Gina. Because when she was here, she actually was like, girl, let me get your IG. She was so nice. They were both very, very friendly.
They were very friendly. We could tell you firsthand. But yeah, she says, I will take that back. So good for her. I mean, that kind of made her look a little crazy. Mm-hmm. So I can see why that was the biggest regret. But that was kind of iconic.
You know what? I feel like Kelly should have been like, my biggest regret was calling Shane a little twerp and little B.
No, she needs Shannon for next season. She's like, we'll deal with Shane next season.
Damn, it's just, you know, jabs left and right. Mm-hmm. All right, this is Vicky. She says, her regret was when Michael went over a lot and asked not to share about his personal life to Emily. She would, no, to Kelly. And she would take that back and say, don't put me in this position. She would tell Michael.
For Michael?
Yes. So she was saying basically that she was telling, basically kind of like extending an olive branch towards Kelly and saying, mm-hmm. you know what? I should have been more considerate and I should have been a better friend and said, don't involve me in whatever situation's going on between you and Kelly. Mm-hmm. Stay out of it.
Yeah.
Because she was very much invested. I don't even know
These are
why.
Good ones. You know what? They highlighted some pretty important. This is the whole season, basically.
That's what I said.
It's good. Kudos to Andy for doing that because it just basically, this is like the bullet point of the season. So
yeah.
Tamara says, venting frustrations to other girls about Shannon. Mm-hmm. We talked about this in our show tonight. I agree. I think for Shannon and for Tamara, they both need to work on two things. And I think with Tamara just kind of talking gossip to all the other women, it wasn't a good look. That's why people were tweeting and calling her fake, because you can't talk crap about your best friend on the show mm-hmm. and then the other segments be talking about your best friend to yeah. other people. It's just going to make you look bad.
Right.
So we might see this again. But good for her for saying that she's not going to do that anymore.
I feel like Shannon, if I were Shannon, I'd be like, this is exhausting. Like, this whole situation with her. It's like added more stress onto her.
Absolutely.
Which we know all about because she made all of us know about it.
And then the last
one was Shannon saying how the whole Jamaican, you know, the trip to Jamaica and how she reacted to every single lady. So I thought that was very big of her, actually. And I wish she would have looked at every single person and apologized for the way that she acted.
She basically had a meltdown in Jamaica.
Yeah. And ever since then, she's been seeing a therapist and talking about all of her issues. So that's a big step for her. And hopefully when she comes back next season, she'll have a refreshed mind, a new set of mentality. Yeah. And hopefully we won't get to see
it. You know what? One thing I did love about Shannon this season was her food line that she did.
Did you try it?
I did not try it, but I do love the fact that after what she's been through, she got that opportunity to, like, do that. Because if I went through a public breakup, I would love to, like, have my own line of doing something. Mm-hmm. And she really got to do that this season. And yeah. I think we really saw a side to her that was, like, light, bright, happy, like, kids involved. Like, it was fun. And yeah. I'm glad that she got to do that.
Yeah, it was, like, the little sunshine out of every little thing that was going on.
Yeah.
All right, so this is a time where we're going to move into our tweets.
Yes.
Your tweets with Thomas.
Yes. Cue the music.
Cue the music. I'm going to miss this. Yeah.
All right, guys. So this is my favorite segment of our show. This is what I call Tweets with Thomas.
Take it away, Thomas.
Yes. We'll do tweet after tweet.
Okay.
We'll do tweet. I'll start it off.
Okay.
Here's from TV Junkie. I know Kelly Dodd is, quote, provocative and all, but she is gutter level trash in this reunion.
Ooh.
Emily showed enormous restraint dealing with her crazy ass.
Ooh.
Thoughts?
I think this is actually right. Kelly Dodd had a lot to say, but I do think that Emily did hold back a little bit.
She held back.
Yeah.
She
could have easily gotten up and said, I'm going to kill you.
Exactly. All right, moving on to the next tweet.
All right, this is from Maddie. She says, is anyone else done with Shannon? The stares, empty eyes, deadpan responses, and apologies, ... not to mention her self-centered attitude. Please don't bring her back next season. Hashtag RHOC.
You know what? I do think they are going to bring Shannon back because there are so many fans of Shannon on the internet, and it really comes down to who's more popular.
Yeah.
She is definitely a main fixture in the show at mm-hmm. this point, because really the OGs are Vicky, who's never going to leave, Tamara, who is also never
going to
leave.
Tamara's never going to leave, regardless of anything.
They're
going to
show her moving into Kodo next year and be like, this is my new house and it feels like home.
She's already tweeting and putting stuff on her IG saying she's got, like, the best neighbors out there.
Yeah, so she's definitely coming back. Here's one from Lori. Is it wrong that all the talk about Vicky and Tamara coming back to RHOC next season makes me not even want to watch the rest of the reunion tonight? Emily is the only part of the show that can give me any hope. This is what I'm talking about. People are like 50-50 on the new girls. You know, and it was so funny how Tamara was like, why do you guys talk for each other?
Oh, I know.
Because she knows that they kind of have like an alliance, but not like the Tres Amigas don't have an alliance.
It's because they play dirty and these two play fair.
They play fair. That's true. But I wouldn't mind seeing Emily come back. You know, she did say that she didn't get to fully flesh out her whole story that she wanted to. So
yeah.
Maybe, I mean, Gina and her are such, like, a pair. It would be so much to start all over again. Maybe they would add one more girl.
Oh, no. Do not put that out into the universe,
Heather
please.
Is coming back.
You know what? If Heather comes back, someone's got to go. Yeah. And I don't know if that has to be Kelly, because Kelly and her just don't get along.
Did you notice that Tanya girl, Nini, is trying to weave in into Atlanta?
Is that the girl with the yellow?
Yes.
Oh, so tacky.
You think so?
Yes.
Tacky, but with dirty. Lots of coins.
I know. Dirty, dirty.
Keeping right. it going.
This is from Renee. She said, wow, Gina is incredibly rude. Shannon doesn't like you. You know nothing about Tamara and Shannon. Stay out of it. Well, Gina did chime in a lot of times into this whole relationship
she
drama.
Did. And that's what you have to do on the reunion. I mean, she was at the far end of the sofa.
Do you think she just said all these things just to stay relevant and be, you know, have a seat next season? Because that's such a huge topic of conversation online.
Yes, I think it is. And I think it's a strategy. I mean, she is a newly single woman.
Yeah.
She has 3 kids, and this is a great platform to be a part of. Mm. Like, you're literally part of history. And if you do, like, iconic things like, say, I'll effing kill you, or, you know, all these, you know, things.
Yeah.
She's definitely, I think there was a little bit of strategy there. I'm sure she has a team. She needs to stay
relevant.
Here's one from our friend at Libra 10584. I don't even ride for Shannon like that because she's about as annoying as hell as these other bees, but all of them against her is raising my blood pressure, especially Gina, the Dollar Tree.
Oh,
I can't say
no.
it.
Oh, no. Don't say it.
What? I can see how he's frustrated about this because Gina did go hard. But like what we just said, Gina needs to stay on the show. This is, I mean, Bravo is a great brand to be associated with. So these women are going to do whatever, especially trying to solidify themselves on the show.
Yeah, I'm 50-50. All right, this is our last one. It is from, it is just me. I can't really read his handle. But he says, seriously, Gina put her big girl pants on and she soldiers on through her divorce. Is Gina really trying to compare her happy uncoupling to Shannon's divorce? I think that Gina was actually trying to relay a message to Shannon saying, you're not the only person that's hurt. I'm hurt too.
Yeah.
And I'm not reacting the way that you are.
She definitely wants to have that, like, connection with her. It's just not happening.
Yeah, Gina's putting all of these scenarios in her head.
She's like, but I'm, like, going through it too. Like, it's not going to happen, girl. Like, just wait until the next season.
Or wait, like, 2 seasons more. That's
two seasons, yes. 2 seasons. This one is from The Real Gay House Husband. Okay. Just an FYI for my polls. I personally think both Gina and Emily should return next season.
Okay. Told you, there's some fans. Yeah, and there's some fans out there that just want Gina back and some fans that just want Emily back. So it's kind of like 50-50.
This one is, Shannon's marriage was over once he stepped out on her. He was already checked out. He should have kept on walking instead of making her believe that it could work. Because look at the result of this S.
Yeah, well, I mean, when you've been married for someone that long, it's really hard to let go. Even when you're, like, in a relationship.
It's
just
that, like, dagger, though. It's,
yeah. You know? So now we're going to get into our news section. Yes. Really quickly. TV news. Okay, and we're going to pull up this image, and while they actually pull it up, let's see which one we're going to start with.
Uh-oh.
Okay, this comes from Emily's Twitter. She tweeted out saying, when you're still blocked on IG by TJ, Tamara Judd. Wow, I got that so wrong. Tamara. And SV, Shannon Bedore, hashtag winning, hashtag Raw Housewives of OC, hashtag happy holidays to me, the gift that keeps on giving. Wow, so both of these ladies.
I actually thought this was a fan account, so I didn't pull this tweet out, but then it hit me and I was like.
No, her legit account.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then this is actually a post from Shannon's ex, David's new girl.
Okay.
And she is basically saying how defending David because she thinks that Shannon really, really trashed him on this part three of the finale.
She did talk about him a lot.
Yeah. She says that Shannon trashed him by calling him, by saying such names that David has called her as crazy alcoholic throughout their marriage, and she basically had this post on her Instagram saying how she defends him 1,000% and how he's been a good dad. And there was a rumor going around that apparently she was pregnant. She's not pregnant, but they are living together, and he's living with her kids too. So she's basically saying, Shannon, you need to back off. You need to let him be happy.
Yes.
Next up, this is a post by Emily, which I personally loved. She posted this last week, and although it's a sponsorship, she quotes, always remember that true beauty radiates from inside, and there's nothing more beautiful than a woman who holds her head high, walks into a room with confidence, and uses her energy to inspire other women to see their own beauty and strength. You are beautiful. You are a badass. You are you. So I think this was actually really great. And for those listening to us on our podcast, it's a picture of Kelly in a bathing, sorry, Jesus. Mixing up these names. Emily in a bathing suit. And she posted this on her Instagram. So if you want to check it out, you can definitely go to her Instagram. But it's a great positive message because when she was here, she was mentioning how she now that she has a platform, she wants to kind of give out this positive message to everyone and all the ladies out there. So that was actually
beautiful, no matter what they say in the words of Christina Aguilera.
Mm-hmm, yes. Oh, that's right. That's what she said. All right, that is basically all we have for today.
Oh my gosh, we have been doing this for so long.
I know.
And now it's the last episode. What
and,
do?
And now we cry. We go eat some ice cream.
Okay.
Yes. And of course, Leanne could not be with us.
And Haley Clover.
And Haley couldn't be with us today, but they were here last week and they had their goodbyes.
They did.
We missed them. We missed you guys this episode for sure. But you know what? We have next season.
We have next season, right? And we hope that you guys will return with us. Make sure to follow us on all of our social media platforms. Yes. I'm Thomas Erlina. I'm wearing my Your Time with Thomas hat. So if you guys want more of me, check out my YouTube show. It's called Your Time with Thomas. Make sure to subscribe. I have a brand new show coming out soon, so make sure to stay with that.
Ah,
and yeah, follow me.
Are you traveling somewhere else?
You just have to see.
Okay.
Yes, so make sure to watch my YouTube show, Your Time with Thomas. Follow me at Thomas Relina on my Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, and Facebook. And I will see you guys next season.
Yes. And hey, guys, my name is Maitha Carrillo. You guys can follow me everywhere at This Is Maitha. This has been such a great panel to be part of. It's been such a great season. We hope you guys enjoyed us, our conversations. And we will see you next season.
Bye. Guys. Love you.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.